Nancy Pelosi has no intention of inspecting husband's attack on video. By Wendell Hasebo on January 27, 2023. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, told reporters she will not inspect the body camera video released Friday showing Paul Pelosi being attacked at their San Francisco, California, residence. "I'm not going to say anything right now, I may shortly," she prefaced. "I have not heard the 911 call. I have not heard the confession. I have not seen the break-in and I have absolutely no intention of seeing the deadly assault on my husband's life," she added. The body camera video of the attack was released Friday by the San Francisco Superior Court. Judge Stephen M. Murphy ordered the video released, stating there was no reason it should remain hidden from the public, as Breitbart News reported. The video had previously been used at court proceedings. The video shows the assailant, David DePape, assaulting Paul Pelosi. Seconds later, a police officer cuffed the attacker while shouting, "Give me your fucking hand." Breitbart News recounted the video's footage. The body camera footage shows the door opening to the Pelosi residence and an assailant, identified by authorities as David DePape, and Pelosi, appearing to wear underwear and a shirt, standing in the doorway. Each man has one hand on a hammer in what looks like a struggle, while the victim appears to be holding a drink in his left hand. As the officers begin to talk to the men, the assailant maintains his right hand on the hammer and brings his left hand down on Pelosi's right forearm. An officer then focuses a flashlight on the hammer and orders the perpetrator to drop it. The perpetrator seems to say nope before wrestling the hammer from Pelosi's right hand and swinging it aggressively in the 82-year-old's direction. The pair subsequently fly out of view from the doorway, and the officers immediately enter the home and engage the suspect. DePape in December plead not guilty to multiple charges, including attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, residential burglary, false imprisonment, and threatening the life or serious bodily harm to a public official, KBC reported. The attack was allegedly intended for Nancy Pelosi, but instead, Paul Pelosi was injured and underwent surgery for a fractured skull. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.